Is Fox News working to rehabilitate Dade Phelan? It's September 22nd, 2023, and these are your headlines. It's been an interesting week in Texas politics, hasn't it? It's hard to believe that just 1 week ago, senators were still deliberating in the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. And now, just 7 days later, everything seems to be moving quickly. Yesterday, we talked about Attorney General Ken Paxton's interview with Tucker Carlson, where he didn't pull any punches when describing the problems with the Texas legislature, Senator John Cornyn, Karl Rove, etc. Is it any coincidence, then, that the very next day after that interview aired, Fox News brought on House Speaker Dade Phelan to talk with former George W. Bush spokesman Dana Perino on the border crisis? Yes. The border crisis, the very border crisis that he has helped continue. During the legislative session earlier this year, there was a bill, it was House Bill 20, which sought to create a border security force within the Texas Department of Public Safety. It was called the Border Patrol Unit. Additionally, the Border Patrol Unit would be responsible for detecting, interdicting, and repelling persons attempting to cross into Texas illegally from the southern border. It enacted criminal penalties for trespass on those who enter the state illegally and also created a state-level Title 42 procedure for public health emergencies, another tool to stop people from coming across. Essentially, this legislation would have challenged unconstitutional court rulings that have left our border wide open. Nobody knows that more than Texans. That bill was killed in part by the State Affairs Committee, who delayed the bill as long as possible. It was ultimately defeated after House Speaker Dade Phelan sided with Democrats and sustained a point of order on the bill, sending it back to committee past the deadline for bills to be considered. Essentially, he worked to kill it. So now, after all that, Dade Phelan gets invited onto Fox News to talk about the border? Certainly seems suspicious. Looks like an attempt from Fox News to rehabilitate Phelan's image after he led the disastrous impeachment against Attorney General Ken Paxton, and at a time when his support by House members appears in flux. But, to borrow a phrase, we report, you decide. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson, a former Democrat, has announced that he is switching parties and becoming a Republican. Eric Johnson made the announcement in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal today, where he blasted the failed policies in Democrat-run cities across the country. These are some of his words. He said, "I have been mayor of Dallas for more than 4 years. During that time, my priority has been to make the city safer, stronger, and more vibrant. That meant saying no to those who wanted to defund the police. It meant fighting for lower taxes and a friendlier business climate. And it meant investing in family-friendly infrastructure, such as better parks and trails." Before being elected as mayor in 2019, Eric Johnson previously served a decade in the Texas House of Representatives as a Democrat. Johnson acknowledged the switch may come as a surprise to some. But, he says, the future of America's great urban centers depends on the willingness of the nation's mayors to champion law and order and practice fiscal conservatism. Our cities desperately need the genuine commitment to these principles, as opposed to the inconsistent poll-driven commitment of many Democrats that has long been a defining characteristic of the GOP. Even before his party switch, Johnson has bucked Democrats on the Dallas City Council as he opposed efforts to defund law enforcement and drastically increase the city budget. Republican Party of Texas Chairman Matt Rinaldi officially welcomed Johnson to the Texas GOP, saying, "I served with Eric in the Texas House and found him to be an intelligent and pragmatic Democrat who would be more at home among Republicans. I'm glad he came to that same conclusion and welcome him to our party." Johnson was reelected to a second term earlier this year and is unable to run again for Dallas mayor due to term limits. Lastly, the CEO of ERCOT, which oversees Texas's power grid, gave the grid an A grade for how it handled the summer heat. This even as ERCOT called for nearly a dozen conservation efforts throughout the summer. There was also an official emergency earlier this month. The last time that happened, the winter storm of 2021. You might remember, as the storm blasted the state, millions of Texans suffered through extreme weather conditions without electricity. There are concerns that the legislature in Austin has not made any meaningful progress toward fixing and strengthening the grid, as well as moving Texas away from unreliable energy sources like wind and solar that failed Texans in 2021. You can see more stories today at TexasScorecard.com.